But it was the lenders. Sorry to keep interrupting, but it was the lenders paying them this commission. You were paying the commission.
Well, there's nothing testing, wrong with commission.
Testing.
The dealer does a lot of work in order to sell a car and to sell finance.
Jesus Christ, it's so cold.
The question is whether it's fair
in here,
and that's what the FCA is talking about here. So what the FCA is talking about is what is a fair type of discretion. For example,
President Erdogan is coming under increasing international pressure around the incursion
and looking to get
Syria,
the best rate.
Public,
and why shouldn't a dealer have discretion to reduce a rate in order to give the consumer a better deal?
But what the FCA is saying is that you weren't reducing the rate. The dealers were putting the rates up because they were getting better commission from you for doing that.
That's not what the FCA was saying. They were saying that
I had a look at their statement this morning, and they talk about a perverse incentive for customers to be charged higher interest rates. And they say that must stop because customers have paid millions of pounds in total over the odds for these loans.
The context was that the FCA said that most of the industry is working in the right way here and rewarding customers who shop around.
President Erdogan is coming under increasing international pressure to end the incursion in Syria.
In a speech to Parliament, he accused his foreign critics of double standards as he insisted that all Turkey wanted to end the terrorist threat.
He said the operation could finish tonight if the terrorists,
big general stores like Boots and Selfridges, are experimenting with selling experiences rather than things. It's a way to try to stop all of their customers drifting off to shop online.
The Trump administration is trying to limit
the damage. The bricks and mortar store has to be something different and special enough to be a destination in itself. Well, now Pets at Home are joining in. They want to create special occasions
for their affection, and I quite like that, actually.
That's Peter Pritchard. He's the chief executive of Pets at Home. I'm told that there was some cross lines at the start of the programme today and that you could hear someone swearing. I'm really, really sorry about that. Now, if you love those gadget catalogues with non-stick grill mats and fly...